Now turn to part two. You'll hear part of a lecture on the subject of jellyfish. For questions 9 to 17, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
What could be nicer on a hot summer's day than a cooling swim from a sheltered beach? But sometimes our swimming companions are best given a wide berth. Many a holiday dip has been ruined by an unwelcome brush with the tentacles of a floating jellyfish. So how to identify them? A jellyfish looks something like a couple of upside-down dishes, and if you imagine that the central part of the lower dish has been removed, there's a mouth in that position. Around the rim, there may be many long, fine tentacles which extend and which in many species are used for stinging. Jellyfish don't have many enemies. Very few things eat them, basically because they're 97% water. It's like eating a soggy lettuce leaf, really. They also have a gelatinous texture and, of course, they have a sting. But for all that, jellyfish seldom live long. In fact, many of them only live for 1 year, so during the winter time they die off. Some small ones that will develop into the big jellyfish lie attached to rocks and overhangs in sheltered positions, and then later they'll grow to full size, they'll reproduce, and that'll be their life cycle. Jellyfish have a tendency to swarm. That is, they don't all consciously decide to swarm. In fact, they have very limited control over where they swim. They're very vulnerable to wind effects on the sea and to tidal movements. Sometimes jellyfish and human beings come together and the consequences can be rather painful. This is because jellyfish get carried into sheltered bays by the same processes which create sandy beaches. There are many different kinds of jellyfish, and the one most commonly encountered, in Britain at least, is the box jellyfish. This has a body size up to roughly that of a person's head, and 60 tentacles trailing behind it, giving an overall length of around 3 metres. It floats along near the coast with these tentacles strung out in an attempt to catch its main prey, which is all sorts of small fish and crustaceans. They're inclined to turn up in swarms in quite shallow areas, where they can be quite tricky to see, especially if the water is sunlit too. So when people rush into the water unawares, they can run into what seems like a curtain of tentacles. It's not very nice, and then it's difficult to avoid getting stung. So what should you do if this happens? Now, when jellyfish sting, your initial reaction is to start running away, get out of the water as quickly as possible. But actually, the more you run, the faster your heart rate becomes and the quicker the venom is absorbed. So actually, the first thing to do is to calm down the person who's been stung. It's also been shown that you can neutralise any tentacles that are still on the person's body by the application of vinegar. But not all jellyfish sting. For example, the blue-coloured moon jellyfish is common around Britain. It won't harm you, and it's a beautiful sight. You can see its internal organs because it's virtually transparent, and these seem to glow in the dark in this lovely blue colour, so they're well worth looking out for. Other varieties which you might spot include a large...
Now you'll hear part two again.
What could be nicer on a hot summer's day than a cooling swim from a sheltered beach? But sometimes our swimming companions are best given a wide berth. Many a holiday dip has been ruined by an unwelcome brush with the tentacles of a floating jellyfish. So how to identify them? A jellyfish looks something like a couple of upside-down dishes, and if you imagine that the central part of the lower dish has been removed, there's a mouth in that position. Around the rim, there may be many long, fine tentacles which extend and which in many species are used for stinging. Jellyfish don't have many enemies. Very few things eat them, basically because they're 97% water. It's like eating a soggy lettuce leaf, really. They also have a gelatinous texture, and of course, they have a sting. But for all that, jellyfish seldom live long. In fact, many of them only live for 1 year, so during the winter time they die off. Some small ones that will develop into the big jellyfish lie attached to rocks and overhangs in sheltered positions, and then later they'll grow to full size, they'll reproduce, and that'll be their life cycle. Jellyfish have a tendency to swarm. That is, they don't all consciously decide to swarm. In fact, they have very limited control over where they swim. They're very vulnerable to wind effects on the sea and to tidal movements. Sometimes jellyfish and human beings come together and the consequences can be rather painful. This is because jellyfish get carried into sheltered bays by the same processes which create sandy beaches. There are many different kinds of jellyfish, and the one most commonly encountered, in Britain at least, is the box jellyfish. This has a body size up to roughly that of a person's head, and 60 tentacles trailing behind it, giving an overall length of around 3 metres. It floats along near the coast with these tentacles strung out in an attempt to catch its main prey, which is all sorts of small fish and crustaceans. They're inclined to turn up in swarms in quite shallow areas, where they can be quite tricky to see, especially if the water is sunlit too. So when people rush into the water unawares, they can run into what seems like a curtain of tentacles. It's not very nice, and then it's difficult to avoid getting stung. So what should you do if this happens? Now, when jellyfish sting, your initial reaction is to start running away, get out of the water as quickly as possible. But actually, the more you run, the faster your heart rate becomes and the quicker the venom is absorbed. So actually, the first thing to do is to calm down the person who's been stung. It's also been shown that you can neutralise any tentacles that are still on the person's body by the application of vinegar. But not all jellyfish sting. For example, the blue-coloured moon jellyfish is common around Britain. It won't harm you, and it's a beautiful sight. You can see its internal organs because it's virtually transparent, and these seem to glow in the dark in this lovely blue colour, so they're well worth looking out for. Other varieties which you might spot include a large...
That's the end of part 2.